I guess as you look at that today, is it finished now, or is there a little more that still needs to be done?
There's a little bit more that needs to be complete. In the springtime, we need to plant grass. There are actually a couple of light fixtures that were back-ordered, but I'd say it's essentially complete.
So as you look at it, is it the way you envisioned it being?
Yes, very much so. We had some very good renderings from the design firm, so we knew, we had a lot of discussion what should it look like, and it pretty much matches exactly what the renderings look like, so it turned out very well.
Any particular highlight or feature on there that you would like to draw attention to?
I think there's several features to the grand entrance sign that harken to Sherman Hall, to our historic part of campus, the marble sphere on top, the light fixtures on the Sternberg-type fixtures on there. There's coins, which are on the sides of the columns, the Western brick blend. So it all harkens back to our historic buildings on campus.
Is there one particular aspect? Can you describe a little bit about, like the marble sphere? What's the significance of that?
There are two of those in front of Sherman. As you walk into Sherman, a lot of folks, until we mention it, they don't notice that they're there, but then they'll say, oh yeah, they remember those. The other thing I didn't mention is the W that's pretty prominent on the sign. That's harkens back to the gates in front of Sherman. There's a W there that was installed in the early 1900s, so we've matched that look.
What do you want this entryway to say to people as they're driving into Macomb and driving into the campus?
To me, it's very much saying welcome to a very good university campus. Welcome to our place, and you know, welcome to come here and learn. So that's what it's about.
We talked about this about a year ago, this time last year. I think the hope was to have it ready for the beginning of the school year. Can you talk a little bit about some of the delays?
Sure. Some of the delays were just getting it through the procurement process, getting the bids in here. We had a little bit of weather delay. We started out, we had to move the previous sign that was there. We moved that over to Ball 4 on the west side of Macomb. So it's at another entrance to Macomb, so we still keep that previous sign. So things just got delayed, and we're happy that we got it just in time now for this Board of Trustees meeting.
Yeah, and it seems like we went right from summer to winter almost, too. How much of a factor was the weather?
The weather slowed us down a little bit through the process. We had some rains in the fall there. But, you know, truly, we're building, you know, we're putting a foundation in there. It's like a building, so it's very complex, and, you know, it's expensive to do that, and it's time-consuming. So we want the product to last for 100 years is the plan, so it's got to be done right.
How large is that?
How large is the sign? It's about 30 feet tall, and we also brought in dirt so it sets prominently on the site. So we raised the site some amount with some dirt, and probably 30 feet tall and probably 100 feet long by the time you have the rounded front that looks to the north and then the straight wall that goes back to the community.
And is that, I haven't been that way for the last week or two at night. Is that lit up now at night?
So parts of the sign are lit up. The letters are backlit. So the W and the Western Illinois University are backlit. And those got turned on yesterday. There's three flagpoles there for the United States, Illinois, and Western flag. Those are lit. And then we are waiting, we are back ordered on the fixtures to do a wall wash on the entire sign, and those will be coming in. We'll have the ability to change the color of that wall wash to a purple or white or green or red, depending on the season.
The flagpoles, there's also three in front of Sherman, is that correct?
There's just one in front of Sherman. There's three at the grand entrance sign. So the one in front of Sherman is just for the U.S. flag. And a few spots around campus, we're trying to put three in to where we can have the Western Illinois flag up. At Hanson Field, we have a set of three, and then we'll have one here at the grand entrance sign.
Did the delays add to the cost at all?
It did not. It was a fixed bid for the cost, so there was no escalation because of the delays. It just delayed the project.
No cost overruns or anything then, fixed cost. So what's the final price tag?
The final project is just under $500,000, and that's including design fees that we had to spend with Farnsworth Group, and then the project. The approximate purchase order to Leander Construction was about $420,000 for the construction of the sign.
Anything else you think people should know about this?
I just want everyone to understand this is a great their first look at campus as people come. The President Thomas was very supportive of this. I mean, this was his idea to really improve this corner of campus. We have so many students that come through here, both, you know, students as current students and then prospective students. So I think it's very important to show them, you know, this is our university.
And that's paid entirely with student fees, is that correct?
That is correct. It's a student facility enhancement fee. That's correct.
And I think the SGA president just said at this meeting that the students support that. Is it important for you to hear that?
It is very important, and it's very important to me that it's all about the students. I mean, that's why we're here. So I want them to support projects like this, and we're going to do other projects on campus to improve our facilities and classrooms for the students. Absolutely.